was key of G. Wait, you're saying who is she? Hey there, New York Town. Put your ears on and let's burn this bandstand.
Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Madeline Reynolds. Boop the Musical has hit the Broadway stage and opened at the Broadhurst Theater on April 5th. It was nominated for 3 Drama League Awards this week, including Outstanding Musical. Centering on the famous female animated character Betty Boop, who was created in the 1930s, Boop is a colorful musical reminiscent of classic Broadway with dazzling dance numbers, stunning visuals, and a large cast of wonderful characters. Boop the Musical has a book written by Bob Martin, music by David Foster, lyrics by Susan Birkenhead, and is directed and choreographed by Jerry Mitchell. Jasmine Amy Rogers stars as Betty Boop. Rogers played Anita in Jelly's Last Jam at Pasadena Playhouse, Gretchen Wieners in the national tour of Mean Girls, Melody Green in The Wanderer at Paper Mill Playhouse, and Frances in the world premiere of Becoming Nancy, directed by Jerry Mitchell for Alliance Theater. She was a Jimmy Awards finalist and played Sally Bowles in Cabaret at the Manhattan School of Music, where she studied musical theater. Along with the show, Jasmine was also nominated for a Drama League Award for Distinguished Performance. Boop the Musical is her Broadway debut, and she joins us now. Hi, Jasmine. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I feel like we need to start off with a big congratulations on making your Broadway debut as Betty Boop in Boop the Musical, which officially opened on April 5th. So I'm wondering, what was your opening night of Boop like, that experience being your Broadway debut and all?
Oh, well, thank you for your congratulations. It was so, so special. I always say, like, it's the most beautiful experience that just keeps happening to me. And that night was so, so, so wonderful. I felt like I was floating on a cloud the whole night. I wasn't stressed at all. Like, I was just filled with so much joy and love and happiness. It was a dream come true.
Can you give the listeners and myself a little summary of what Boop the Musical is about in your own words, of course, without any major spoilers?
The musical is about Betty Boop, of course, and she's living her everyday life in, you know, the Toontown black and white cartoon Fleischer world. And she realizes that there's something that's missing in her life. And so she, with the help of her grandfather, Grampy, who is an inventor, she goes on this crazy adventure and ends up in modern day New York City. And, you know, that happens through the act of theater magic. But she goes on this adventure to find love and happiness and acceptance. And she ends up figuring out that the thing she was missing in her life was love. And that when she finds love, it introduces color to her life. So it's a very, very sweet, very, very loving story.
I'm wondering, did you ever have a moment of realization when you said, I'm going to pursue musical theater? Or is this a situation where you've been doing it forever and you can't imagine your life without it?
I don't think I can imagine my life without it. I mean, when I was in high school or when I was in middle school and things like that, I was like, oh, maybe I'll do this, I'll do that. But theater was always what I did. I started doing it when I was about 7 years old. So it's been a part of my life forever. And I think maybe I pretended for a while that it wasn't going to be, you know, my career, because I was like, maybe it's not going to work. But I can't imagine doing anything else, truly.
I can't not talk about the dancing in this show. There are big dance numbers. And as a tap dancer and tap teacher myself, it makes my heart and soul so happy to see tap back on the Broadway stage. I mean, the incredible Jerry Mitchell is the director and choreographer. So, you know, you need to be buckled up for the dancing he's going to teach and create for you. And I think about the opening number of this show, which is A Little Versatility. And from what I've seen, it's a glorious tap number. So I'm wondering, what was your dance journey like? Have you been dancing forever? Or did you have to seriously train for this?
I grew up dancing, and the first thing I ever did was tap, actually. My grandmother tapped. And, you know, by the time I was about 12, I had kind of fallen out of it, and I moved cities, so I wasn't in the same dance studio. So when it came to this, I really had to kind of buckle back up and like hit the ground running. And I did 2 weeks of like intense training with Rochelle Rack, who's our associate, just basically on the tap because I was so out of practice. And it was very, very intense. But luckily through Chicago and now rehearsing and now being on Broadway, it feels natural and it feels so exciting and it's so much fun to do. But that number is a lot. It did take some really great training.
I'm wondering, how did you develop your Betty Boop? As you just said, she's been with you for quite some time, since 2023, because Boop the Musical did an off-Broadway show run in Chicago. But I'm wondering, what was the process to create her? I mean, I know you need to stay true to some of her most defining characteristics of her character, but is there any of you that shines through? And have you found in that process of creating her that you have commonalities with her as well?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of myself shines through. And talking with Jerry and our associate director, DB Bonds, they really feel that Betty shines through the most when I allow myself to shine through. And what I love so much about her is that it feels so similar to myself. I think I spent a lot of my life trying not to be a cartoon character. And so now that I get to, it just kind of feels like it all makes sense. And so getting to play her every night, it can be exhausting because she's just so full of energy, but it really is very, very liberating for me to do. And I have found that she just brings so much joy to my life. And of course we stayed, or I at least stayed, you know, honest with, you know, where her voice comes from and her physicalities and things like that. But the fact that I get to mesh that with my own creativity has been so, so exciting.
To kind of talk about the character a little bit more, I mean, she's quite an icon, right? Being considered the first human female animated character to appear in popular media, she is viewed as a sex symbol as well as a female empowerment figure. So I'm wondering, what do you believe your Betty Boop represents and stands for in this show?
I think she represents all of those things. I think, you know, we're not this show, we're not selling sex, but we were saying last week that, you know, there's such a sex appeal that Betty has that just comes by her being, you know? And I think that's really can be very, very empowering for a lot of people. And so I think she has that. And she's also an extreme feminist and just she stands up for everybody, not just women, but she's the kind of woman that takes care of the people around her in a way that is so selfless. And I think that's what we're trying to show is that women can be all of these things. They can be brave and courageous and sexy and smart and fun and flirty and silly and cute and like just badass. And I think that's what I'm trying to embody with my Betty.
We have to talk about the music. 16-time Grammy Award winner David Foster, as well, who created, composed the music, and then Tony nominated Susan Birkenhead, who wrote the lyrics. That's quite the pair and duo, I must say. I have listened to the songs that have been released on the platforms. The first one being Where I Want to Be, Something to Shout About, and Why Look Around the Corner. I have listened to them over and over again. I think that's a testament to how good they are. But I believe yourself, David, and even Jerry have stated that Something to Shout About is the 11 o'clock number of this show. It's Betty's big ballad and I think moment of clarity and realization. She takes quite an emotional journey to reach that point. So I'm wondering what it's like to perform that almost every day and what goes through your head during that moment and also preparing yourself for that emotional journey.
Yeah, a lot of it is just, and all of those things, what it really comes down to is I just have to tell Betty's truth and it all kind of falls into place. That is one of the hardest songs. Something to Shout About is one of the hardest songs I've ever sang in my life. And especially coming at the end of like a 2 hour, 2.5 or whatever hour show, it is very intense. But, you know, I've learned to kind of just trust my instrument and allow myself to just sing. And, you know, David trusts me, which is the most beautiful feeling. And so I just have to tell the truth. And so, while of course I'm singing this huge number, I'm more worried about the story and, you know, really getting across to the audience where she is at this moment. So it's not always perfect, but it feels so fulfilling when we get the reaction at the end that we hope for, you know, when people are sniffling because they feel for her that she's gained and lost all of these things in that moment. It's incredible. I love, love, love singing that song.
Nothing entices me, nothing amazes me unless it's scripted and I'm in the shot. Listen to me, gee whiz. But God, I want something to shout about. Stand on my head about. Drag a flag and a boat. I want something to shout.
This show just seems like a treasure trove of fun. From what I've seen and the clips I've seen, the visuals, the direction, it all just seems so creative. Your sidekick, your lovely puppy sidekick pal is Pudgy, who is played by Philip Huber, which is a puppet. He's so cute. This show just seems like a lot of fun. So on the topic of fun, is there a moment on stage where you are just having the time of your life? In particular, any fun moment?
You know, there are, speaking of Where I Want to Be, which is our act one closer, Betty's big number where, you know, she's revealed as Betty Boop. I'm on stage with almost the entire cast. And I have this moment where I'm standing in front of them and they're all facing me and they're looking at me. And I love that moment because, you know, in that moment, she's really just letting it all hit the wall in that moment, and she's getting to be fun and silly and goofy, and the fact that I get to do that and look at all of them while I'm doing it is so much fun. And there are a lot of moments where I'm just like, I'm really laughing because I love these people so much and I love what we're doing and what we're creating. So it really just like is endless joy, and it creates a really, really amazing work environment, I will say.
That is a plus, I will say. Yeah, that sounds like a plus.
Yeah.
So the costumes, hair, and makeup in this musical, from what I've seen, looks so beautiful. Your Betty looks on point. And is there a moment when you are getting Betty-fied that you say to yourself, Jasmine is gone and Betty is here? And does it help you ever get into character, putting on the wig and that styled makeup?
For sure. I mean, getting my eyebrows glued down every night and then redrawn on my face is definitely a full transformative moment. And then when I get to put that wig on, it's just, it really just all comes together. And it really just feels so, you can't not be Betty in that moment because I look like Jasmine, but I don't look like Jasmine. You know, I mean, like my phone still opens at my face, you know, but like, you know, but it's totally a different girl. And the facial expressions that I create in that face are so different and so full of a different life. So it really is a transformation.
So I am always curious about this. It always crosses my mind. And it is what the actors and actresses do in the wings right before they make their first entrance onto stage. So my question to you is, what do you do in the wings right before you make your first entrance as Betty Boop? Do you have any ritual? Are you just, you're calm, cool, and collected? What's happening around you?
We actually, as a cast, not all of us, but the people who are available, we get together, we circle up. Someone will usually say something or say something silly, and then we put our hands into the circle and like a little cheer. And then once we get into places, in my first entrance, I am behind this little cutout, I'll say. And there are two boys on either side of me, and one of my girls is behind me, and she does a couple things back there. So I say hi to both of them, and then I give a high five to the girl behind me, and then I take a centering breath, and then we just start. And once the music starts, you know, sometimes we'll have like little asides to each other, but we're just waiting for it to begin. But I feel like we've really lived in it for a good amount of time, that we just feel grounded and locked in and safe with each other. So it's not too much. But and then the, on the other scenes when I'm backstage, we're doing all sorts of things. I mean, yesterday we were making each other laugh, and I was drinking water, and I literally spit water onto one of my castmates' costume, and she had to go on like that. So a very crazy, very fun backstage area.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's chaotic. It's great.
Jasmine, what do you hope audiences walk away with after seeing Boop the Musical?
I truly hope they walk away with a smile plastered on their face. It's been so nice to come out every night and have people say, oh my gosh, my cheeks hurt because I haven't stopped smiling this whole time. And I hope they walk out feeling loved and seen. And I hope they feel inspired to love other people and see other people for who they are and to treat people around them with kindness and joy. And I hope they remember that they are capable of so much. All they have to do is just reach out and grab it.
Jasmine Amy Rogers is playing Betty Boop on Broadway in Boop the Musical at Broadway's Broadhurst Theater in New York City. Jasmine, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. It was truly a pleasure, and I wish you and the entire cast of Boop the Musical all the luck and just to break legs.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you for having me. This was very lovely. I enjoyed myself.
Once again, Boop the Musical is now running at the Broadhurst in New York City. Visit BoopTheMusical.com for more information. It was nominated for 3 Drama League Awards this week, including Outstanding Musical. You have been listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Why waste the day thinking, hey, what about next year?
Too many ifs and maybes whispering into your ear.